22. In the park in Festung, Washington, D.C., the aged, feeble, shabbily dressed war veteran sat mumbling to himself and watching the children playing. And then he saw, making their way without haste down the wide gravel path, two second lieutenants from the West Block Air Arm Academy, youths of 19 with clean, scrubbed, beardless, but arrestingly unusually intelligent faces.
"Nice day," the ancient hulk said to them, nodding.
They paused briefly. That was enough.
"I fought in the big war," the old man cackled with pride. "You never saw combat, but I did. I was main man for a frontline TWG. Ever seen a TWG recoil because of an overload when the input line circuit breaker fails and the induction field shorts? Fortunately, I was off a distance, so I survived. Field hospital, I mean a ship, Red Cross. I was laid up months."
"Gee," one of the shavetails said, out of deference.
"Was that in the Callisto Revolt 6 years ago?" the other asked.
The ancient cobwebbed shape swayed with brittle mirth.
"It was 63 years ago. I've been running a fix-it shop since, until I got to bleeding internally and had to quit except for small work. Apt appliances, I'm a first-rate swivel man. I can fix a swivel that otherwise..."
He wheezed, unable to breathe momentarily.
"But 63 years ago?"
the first shavetail said. He calculated.
"Heck, that was during World War II. That was 1940.
They then both stared at the old veteran. The hunched, dim, stick-like figure croaked.
"No, that was 2005. I remember 'cause my medal said so."
Shakily, he groped at his tattered greatcloak. It seemed to disintegrate as he poked at it, turning further into dust. He showed them a small metal star pinned to his faded shirt. Bending, the two young commissioned officers read the metal surface with its raised figures and letters.
"Hey, Ben, it does say 2005.
"Yeah."
Both officers stared.
"But that's next year."
"Let me tell you about how we beat 'em in the big war," the old vet wheezed, tickled to have an audience. "It was a long war. Shoot, it seemed like it'd never end. But what can you do against TG Warp? And that's what they found out. Were they surprised?"
He giggled, wiped then at the saliva that had sputtered from his sunken lips.
"We finally came up with it. Course, we had all those failures."
With disgust, he hawked, spat onto the gravel.
"Those weapons designers didn't know a thing. Stupid bastards."
"Who," Ben said, "was the enemy?"
It took a long time before the old veteran could grasp the nature of the question, and when he did, his disgust was so profound as to be overwhelming. He tottered to his feet, moved shufflingly away from the two young officers.
"Them! The slavers from Sirius!"
After a pause, the other second lieutenant seated himself on the other side of the old war veteran, and then, thoughtfully, he said to Ben,
"I think..."
He made a gesture.
"Yeah," Ben said.
To the old man, he said,
"Pop, listen, we're going below." "Below?"
The old man cringed, confused and frightened.
"The Kremlin," Ben said. "Subsurface. Where UN-W NATSEC, the board, is meeting. General Nitz, do you know who General George Nitz is?"
Mumbling, the veteran pondered, tried to remember.
"Well, he was way up there," he said finally.
"What year is this?" Ben said.
The old man eyed him gleefully.
"You can't fool me. This is 2068, or..."
The momentarily bright eyes dimmed over, hesitantly.
"No, it's 2067. You were trying to catch me, but you didn't, did you? Am I right? 2067.
He nudged the young second lieutenant. To his fellow officer, Ben said,
"I'll stay here with him. You get a Milcar, official. We don't want to lose him."
"Right."
The officer rose, sprinted off in the direction of the Kremlin's surface installations. And the funny thing was, he kept thinking over and over again, inanely,
as if it had any bearing. What the hell was a swivel?